Okay, so we ended off last time with we ended off last time with the diuk of the gra on the pasuk. It says he showed him he was showing off two categories of his gaiva. Ahasuerus was showing off two categories of his gaiva. One category, Behar Oisai, es oisher kivoid malchusai. That's one category. The other one is Tiferes get Yakar Tiferes Gedulasai. So what's the difference between Oisher Kavoid Malchusai and Yakar Tiferes Gedulasai? What's the difference between so the Gros says what he's showing off was the Malchus and the Gedula. Those are the two categories. Malchus and Gedula. Then let's go to each adjective. There's Kavoid of the Malchus and Tiferes of the Gedula. And then there's Oisher of the Kavod of the Malchus, and there's Yakar of the Tiferes of the Gedula. So what are these things? So the Gros says we're going to do this the way we would describe Borei Olam. If you were describing Borei Olam, when you describe the Malchus of Hashem, when you describe the Malchus of Hashem, then you're describing his, you're not describing him himself. The Malchus is the lowest in the seven spheres or the ten spheres, right? This Keser or Chochma Bina Das, and then there's the rest of the spheres, Chesed, Bor, Tiferes, Netzach, Hod, Yesod, Malchus. So it means it's the Hishtalshus of everything until Malchus. Malchus is the way it plays out in the world. Malchus is the Hanhaga of the HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world. It's the Hanhaga. It's the way he interacts with the people. It's not him himself. Then the Gedula is the Gedula of the Melech himself. Not in terms of how he interacts with the people. So those are the two categories. So Ahasuerus here, that's what the Gros says. So the Ahasuerus here was showing off those two categories. It's interesting because the godless of this Pshat is here. He says the same way you have in Hashem, Zeshmila Olam Vador. Why? Hashem Havaya is Hashem himself. Hashem Havaya is the shame of Hashem himself. And the shame of Alav Dalad Nun Yud is the Malchus, the way he's Odo in Al Haaretz. It's two separate things. So the way we read it in this world, we don't experience Hashem with the Yud-Kei Vav-Kei. We don't have any shaykhs to that. We only experience Hashem in the Aleph Dalet. So we only experience Hashem in the Malchus, the way he interacts with the world. So that's we never say the Yud-Kei Vav-Kei. We only say it in the Shem of Adnos. Okay. Ain't derech likra lamelach b'shem ha'etzem elo b'shem ha'malchus. Same thing with the king. You never call the king by his name. You call him as his title. He's the King Arthur, or the king of the. He's the king. That's you describing the Malchus always. You don't describe the king by who he is. You describe his. He's the third. He's the fifth. He's the eighth. He's the position of the king. So the king is the one is described by his position, by his Malchus in the world. So there's the Malchus of Hashem, which is his Alav Dalad Nun Yud, then the Gedula of Hashem is the Yud-Kei Vav-Kei. So Ahasuerus also, he says, he wanted to show the greatness of his kingdom in this party. He also wanted to describe the greatness of he himself. He wanted to show off himself. So he wanted to show off the Malchus, and he wanted to show off the Gedula. Those are the two things. Now, why is the adjective used for Malchus Kevoid Malchusai? And the adjective used for the Gedula is the Tiferes Gedulasai. What's the difference between Kevoid Malchusai and Tiferes Gedulasai? Unbelievable. Everything is like Meduyuk over here. So he says, Masha Kosov Eitzel Malchus Kavoid, Veitzel Gedula Tiferes, Mipnei, Shachilku Bein Eved Laben. Sheben mispoer atzmai be'atzmusei shel aviv. He says like this: if you want to be, when you want to be mispoer yourself, Misspire means you want to, it's like the
Splendor.
splendor of the gedula. This a child wants to be proud of the stature of the father because his father's a kosher person, not because of his position. He doesn't care about his father's position. He wants to, he cares about the godliness of the father. So that's the tiferes, the kavod. The tiferes means it's like the how much it's
Sparkles.
like tiferes avos banim avosam, tiferes banim avosam. It's the
There's.
way it carries over, I guess he's saying. But mispar
Resonates.
atma batzmusa shel aviv shu ben shel
Resonates. What? Resonates maybe?
bezenet hu
Maybe
ben shel
sparkles.
oisah chacham because you know tiferes banim avosam. He himself, the it gives over to other people. Avol even ain't let to elus mina etzem, ella imhu etzel moishel v'sar yesho to elus shemachav. When you're talking, so when you're talking about the gedula of the person, there's a tiferes in there. There's a pride. It's not just honor. It's pride. I think it's a pride of the tiferes. The malchus is not pride. If you're a chosher malchus, so you get COVID. People will treat you a certain way, but no one's proud of no one's excited about it. It's not a pride. It's just a kavod. You get kavod. So when you're talking about the malchus, the relationship to malchus is you give a kavod. Look, you deserve kavod. The relationship to gedula is tiferes. You take pride in it. If you have an adam, if you have a gadol walking through the room, and you have a whole room, see, and then all of a sudden the Seir HaShoah, and then they bring in the Zaken Hadar. It's everyone that fills the room. It's not just covered. He deserves covered. It's like this is. It's
Gets
like you feel.
elevated.
Everyone feels like we're being represented by him. It's like the feral teferes. We feel pride in this, right? So you feel. It's like we're like living off that. Right? So it's a teferes. It's a pride of the gedula. You don't take teferes because you have a high position. Teferes is who the person is. Chashivas. Malchus, okay, you're king, you deserve kavod. So
Like
says
it.
the Gra, kavod is honor of the Malchus, tiferes is the pride of the Ketula. Okay?
So
Now,
Achashverosh wasn't
one
had
more
anything to be
word.
proud of. Achashverosh
He
wasn't.
was trying to show off that I want you guys to have tiferes in my Gedula.
Okay.
Okay, guys, let's go. I want to see it. I want to see, you shouldn't just have kavod for the Malchus, the position that I have. I want you to feel that I have gedula, and you should be proud of my gedula. So there's kavod malchusai, and there's tiferes gedulasai. Now, one more thing: why the way to show kavod malchusai is when you show the way to show kavod malchusai is when you show oisher. It's oisher kavod malchusai, and the way you show tiferes gedula is through the yikar of the tiferes gedula. She said, very simple. Because you want to show kavod to the malchus, you show Eisher. You got money. You got money. You got malchus. You get covered. Done. Right? Just put it on the desk. You get Eisher. You get covered. You have malchus. Good. But it's not atzmius. None of this is be'etzem. It's just a hanhaga that you're supposed to have. So Achashverosh wanted to shtel avek who his malchus is. So he says, I'm showing you the oisher of the kavod malchusai. But the yikar, big day kahuna, what do we say? Tiferes, both, right? Yikar is precious. It's not just expensive. Oisher is a lot of money. Yikar is something precious. If you have a diamond, if you own a chashav diamond, you're not wealthy because it's worth a lot of money. You have cheshivas because you have something precious. All right? So Memela, when you're talking about the tiferes of the gedula, the way to show off tiferes gedula is by showing off things which are yakar. So he says that's why Achashverosh showed off two types of things. He showed the Gross explained before that he took all the treasures of Nebuchadnezzar, right? And we made the whole cheshbon for 180 days. He showed six a day. So we made a cheshbon, was it 1,080?
180
1,080 1,080 oitzris, right? Whatever the number was, he showed six every day. And what were they? They were these six: Oisher Kavan Malchusai and Yikar Tiferes Gedulaser. But according to the Gra, he's splitting up into two categories of oitzris. One of the categories were just expensive things, and those things, he had an oitzer. Here's some cash, just valuable cash, valuable stuff. So I'm showing you the oisher of the kavod of my malchus. My malchus is very powerful. Better give me kavod and have a lot of wealth. And then you have other oitzris, which have precious jewels and gems. Things which were very, very chashuv. Whoever owns these things, whoa, that person must be a chashuv person. Not just about the kavod of the malchus, it's about the tiferes of the gedula that he had, and he showed the yikar of the tiferes gedula. This is how the girl learns the dikduk of the words over here. That there's two different categories of things. That's what he says here. Here. Bigdikuna has both, as covenant verse. The Kohen Gadol, when he was wearing the Bigdikuna, had both covered and tiferes. We were proud of him because he must be a chashav person because he has the shame Hashem on him. But he also has expensive clothing on him. So he had covered. He had covered and tiferes. Okay, so that's what Ahasuerus wanted to show off. Okay, Adkan. Six words we covered. Pretty good.
So how can we refer to all this covered of Ahasuerus all through how the Torah is through the Torah's perspective? We're not looking at it through a goat's perspective. We're looking at all how the, I mean, I understand that.
Because no, he's explaining what the, because if it's out of the goat, it's not be so many duk-duk, the psukim.
Right.
The psukim are coming to tell me what's going, the dik-duk is coming to tell me what was the real kavana here.
I understand. But see, he was looking at it through the tourist perspective.
He probably didn't have what was going on, but that's really what it is. It's deep down,
Are you
a
saying?
desire in a person to have both parts, and the tourist. What's it called? Narrowing in on that, zeroing in on that.
It's
Okay.
like the crown jewels.
Shkoyach.
Yeah. It's interesting because the Pope.